checks, but not with me.
What a great song. I really, really love that song, and I really love the film Scrooged.
And Annie Lennox.
Annie Lennox, she's great. Yeah. Do you know what? I watched, she was on something on BBC last night singing a song. I think it was Why or something like that. And you forget how good Annie Lennox was because she sort of disappeared for the last couple of decades.
Yeah.
I feel like, you know, I'm sure she's still touring on a daily basis.
But she's one of those artists where she's got something for everyone. It's like you can, at any age, you can listen to Annie Lennox and enjoy it.
Absolutely. We're going to go into the 5 minute song in a second. And Christmas is a time of miracles. And the reason why I picked this is because I stumbled across this story a couple of years ago and I thought it was fascinating, but I've never really had the opportunity to kind of put it out there. And this is, as we were moving towards late 2021, an unknown chorister was at the Albert Hall practicing on the organ. From below where the organ is placed, there was a shout heard, and it said, "Can you play the Toccato?" A then unknown, Anna Lapwood, played the tune, much to the amazement of whoever it was that was shouting out below. It turned out that the people below were the band Bonobo, who were there preparing for their sold-out concert that started just a few hours later. Before Anna knew it, they had asked her to appear and play the organ for their well-known track Otemo. And since then, Anna has become one of the best-known organists on the planet. She's performed with Benedict Cumberbatch, Hugh Jackman, and Hans Zimmer, to name but a few. Before that fateful night, she literally just led a choir and played on the organ at local churches. Now she sells out at the biggest music venues across the world. 28 years old, and she is the most acclaimed organist for the last five generations. This is Otemo featuring Bonobo and Anna Lapwood.
And a Lapwood on the organ makes some noise. Thank you so much. You guys have been amazing. Thanks for having us.
Once upon a time,
Cinderella,
the most magical fairy tale of them all.
You will never go to the ball.
A girl who dares to dream.
On the stroke of midnight, the spell will be broken and everything will be as it was before.
Goodbye, my prince.
Wait, I don't even know your name.
We're back at the Towngate Theatre, Basildon, with Cinderella. There's magic, flying horses, and dreams that really do come true. From November to the 2nd of January. Book now at towngatetheatre.co.uk.
Are you hungry? Then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut & Spice? All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.hutandspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226 124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
The elements influence us each year, whether it's heat in summer or cold in winter. At JWD, we can take care of all your heating and air conditioning needs at a reasonable price, with finance available through our partners Can Do if required. Our engineers give their promise to be clean and tidy whilst carrying out works to the highest standard. Give us a call on 0776 009 239 or visit our social media pages at JWD Heating.
Need a will? Facing redundancy or an employment issue? Searching for some family legal advice? Seeking legal guidance for your commercial business? Or maybe you are moving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer? Whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything in between, Pinny Telford Solicitors have it covered. Find out more online at www.pinnytalford.co.uk or call our Brentwood office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment.
Thank you.
I really, really like that Snoopy song. It makes me happy. It's like my little happy place. But the thing being is, as much as I like the song, I really don't like the actual story of that particular Snoopy film. And that was from the film, let me just search this one up because I've scrolled around, and that is from, it's Christmas Charlie Brown. And yeah, I don't know, it just doesn't really do it for me. But the song is beautiful. Okay, so we're going to cover our last Euro trip location, and that is Bochum in Germany. I've probably mispronounced that. And they promise a Christmas market like no other. Mile after mile of stalls and activities. But what really, really gets people going about this particular location is the fact that every night between the 23rd of November and the 23rd of December, Santa literally flies above the heads of revelers that are at the market. You know, I could probably explain how that works, but I think it's on some sort of pulley system. But yeah, Santa is in a sleigh pulled by reindeers, and he flies through the sky, and he shouts out to the crowd below, sending love and messages, and sometimes throwing woolen hats and gloves down to the crowd below. And you'll see this if you look on, if you search Bochum on Instagram, you will find hundreds and hundreds of videos of this taking place, and it's a true spectacle. And actually, of all the places that you can go, Bochum is the cheapest location that you can go for your Christmas break. So there you go. Now, it wouldn't be correct of Natalie and I to be here in the same place and both be from the Mercury and not mention some of the fantastic little stuff that we have going on at the Mercury Shopping Centre in Romford for the festive period.
Before we do that, should we play a little bit more music? Because you've also got a song called Brandy and Jason Biggs' Let It Snow.
Oh, yeah. This is really, really short. It's like a minute and a half. This is Brandy. Yes, Brandy, who was famous a couple of decades ago. And Jason Biggs, who plays one of the lead characters in the American Pie films. And they are both starring, along with Heather the Graham, in this new Netflix film called The Best Christmas Ever. And this song is Let It Snow. And you can find Best Christmas Ever if you're a Netflix subscriber. It's there. It's one of their big hitters for the season. It's a charming family movie with a lot of spirit and heart. Here is Let It Snow.
Or not. We won't play that song.
Oh.
We'll wait a minute, see if the system catches up with itself. Unfortunately, we are having a little bit of issue with our music at the moment. But we can go straight on to
Mercury
stuff. Lulls. Yeah, we'll go on to Mercury Lulls. So, I would usually say the 1st of December, but actually we've started a little bit early at the Mercury because we can't fit it all in the weeks, because Christmas Day obviously falls on a Monday, which means that there is a weekend which includes Christmas Eve anyway. Technicality, very, very boring. But we have a lot of stuff, and it starts from November the 28th with Treasure or Treason, which is an escape room based in the secret cloud room of the Mercury. So, you know, we've done a couple of things here before, but nothing quite like this escape room, which we're being told by the people that have played it is probably the most professional and well put together escape room that they've been to. And that includes the guys from Dicing with Life, our games club. So we've had a couple of professional tests of it. It was put together by Hannah Davis, who's been on the show, and Carrie, who's also been on the show. It's to raise money for Kaleidoscope, which is the youth group held at the Mercury for 17 to 24 year olds. And it's just a really, really fun activity. We've got slots that you can book in from Wednesday. And you can go, and you've got basically 45 minutes to play the game. People have completed it within 30 and 45 minutes, so you shouldn't need any more than that. And technically, if you don't finish within 45 minutes, you get locked out of the room as well, in all the joys of escape rooms. That is themed around some of the pirates that you may or may not have heard of, and you're looking for the treasure that has been left behind by some pirates after a terrible shipwreck. It's just really fun. And if you know Hannah Davis's work, she creates immersive experiences and places, so this is no less a piece of artwork than it is an escape room. So I highly recommend that. It's £10 to play. You can buy your tickets from Eventbrite. You can get to that link by going to kaleidoscoperomford.com, going over to their events page and clicking through to the link. The £10, as I said, all goes to the youth group for their activities next year, and it includes up to 4 players. We are saying that the escape room is for ages 10 plus. Reason being is that some of the quizzes are quite difficult, actually there's not that much room in the space for moving around. So it's not one of these active family games. It's more of a strategic thinking game. And we say 4 players because, again, the room isn't that huge. So you want to have the right amount of people in a room. But the £10 includes all of you. So I hashtag recommend. I played it with Charlotte the other day. We had an amazing time. Completed within 28 minutes. Just thought I'd share that because Dicing with Life, the games group, the volunteer team, took 42 minutes, I believe.
Don't rub it in.
Just rubbing it
in.
They
already feel bad.
I don't think they know. They found out publicly.
Do you love your dog?
You asking me?
Do you love Christmas? Well, how about if you could take your dog to visit Santa? And that's exactly what happens in the grotto at the Mercury Shopping Centre every Wednesday. You can get your dog in its best outfit and head on down to see Santa in the grotto and have a Santa and dog experience.
Yay!
And this has been probably our most popular event in relation to the grotto for some years, you know, even outsmarting the autism visits that we've had.
Yeah.
This is hands down probably the most important grotto event that has happened. Yeah. Take your dog to the grotto. Now we're asking for, we've got people that are asking if their cats and their chinchillas could go to the grotto.
Yeah, somebody with a parrot, I think, was a question the other day. And yes, you can bring all of your animals. We want to see them. We want to see the pictures of you with your hamster and Santa.
Exactly. I'm tempted to take my favourite sock puppet or maybe one of the squirrels from the garden.
Do you think they'd come? You can invite
them. If I can capture them, then I'm sure they will greatly attend.
But actually, with the dog grotto, if you come this Wednesday and your dog is wearing a jumper, you can also visit the help desk and get an extra treat for free from the Mercury Mall. So do that also.
Dog treats for dogs in jumpers.
Yes. What else do we have going on? So yesterday we had the first session in our Christmas craft club. So every Saturday in December, you've missed yesterday's, but every Saturday leading up to Christmas, including the 23rd, you can join some artists and make something a little bit more than your usual kind of card making exercise. So This week we had some printing, so there were some lino prints that you could do. Next week we have, on the 2nd of December, we have, again, artist Hannah Davis is going to show you how to make upcycled reindeer. So proper sculptures of reindeer made out of reinforced cardboard. So she's going to show you how to make these sustainable decorations that you can keep year after year rather than buying them. So that's really cool. The week after that, let's have a look at the schedule. I know that we have Jesmonite casting. Maybe it's that, actually. Yeah, that's on the 16th. Yeah, so if you've heard me rattling on about Jesmonite, you can join in a craft club exercise where you can create either a candle holder, or you can create a little tray for your Santa, mince pie and sherry or milk, whatever you give Santa. And that is going to be quite popular. We've already got a lot of people booked in on that, so make sure you book in on Eventbrite. Now, for these activities, we are charging £2. We're trying to raise money for Women's Aid at the moment, so that they can have the opportunity to do all of this craft stuff at home. We're going to put all of the money into a fund for the Women's Aid refuge shelters in Havering to do some activities with the kids there. So you don't have to give us the £2, but we highly recommend that you do, because it's nice to be charitable at Christmas, right?
I mean, if you're not going to be charitable at Christmas, when are you going to be charitable?
Exactly.
If you like to hear school choirs, then on the 30th of November at 10:30 a.m, Crownfield Infant School will be singing in the centre. On the 4th of December, time as yet undefined, Francis Bardsley will be with us. If you have a look on the Mercury Malls Facebook page, we will update that as soon as we can. On the 5th of December at 1 o'clock, we have Scargill Infant School. On the 15th of December, time to be defined, we will have Highlands School, which is always like the jewel in the crown of...
I believe they've got something like 70 children coming to sing, and they have dances that go with the song as well.
Yeah, they had a couple of like super pro singers last year that came along.
Yeah.
And then on the 17th of and 18th of December, we've got Stages Dance Academy, who are performing in the centre, performing as a choir. So that's kind of fun. What else have we got, Natalie?
Well, we have lots more, but I thought maybe we can have a little song first, since it didn't work last time. So let's see if we can play Make Someone Happy.
It's so important to make someone happy. Make just one someone happy. Make just one heart the heart you sing to one smile that cheers you. One face that lights when it nears you. One girl you're everything. You win it, comes and goes in a minute. Where's the real stuff in life to cling to? Love is the answer. Someone to love is the answer. Once you've found
show signs of stopping, and I promise. coffin. The lights are turned way down low. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. When we finally kiss goodnight, I hate going out in the storm. But if you really hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. Whoa, the fire is slowly dying.
And that was Brandy, Let It Snow.
There's a phone ringing.
That's bizarre, isn't it? There's a phone going off in the radio station, but I don't think we're going to play it live. I'm going to tell you a little bit more about what's on over the next couple of weeks at the Mercury, including Elfie's Golden Ticket. Which is a countdown to Christmas with Elfie's Golden Ticket. It's prize giveaway fun every Wednesday and Friday at 1 p.m. until Christmas. Now, the exciting thing about this is that I am hosting it. So if you want to come and see me on a Facebook Live every Wednesday and Friday, just for fun, you should definitely do that. I will be there. Talking in my Christmas jumper and random Christmas outfits about all of the fun prizes that you can win as part of Elfie's Golden Ticket, which include things like these Toonies boxes. Have you heard of Toonies boxes, Spencer?
I might have heard of them. Are they chocolate?
No, it's like a little music box. So it's this way of trying to get your kids off of...
I think we should reverse this and go to chocolate.
Reversing over to chocolate. I mean, Elfie's Golden Ticket will have a lot of chocolate. Because obviously Willy Wonka is coming out this year, isn't it? Around Christmas. So there is a lot of thematic stuff around Willy Wonka. And I think you'll find as you go to different shopping centres, etc., you'll find more and more Willy Wonka stuff happening. So yeah, come down to the Mercury, come and see me talking on Facebook Live a little bit like this for about 20 minutes about very little. And you can play like this mini game. So what we're going to do is hide some golden envelopes in one of our stores and you can run around like it's the 90s and you're on some kind of CBBC show and find an envelope and then there'll be a prize inside. Isn't that fun?
And extra prizes for anyone that sings "I've Got a Golden Ticket" as they run around.
I don't think we can guarantee that there'll be extra prizes, but I will film you and you'll be on our Facebook Live.
I mean, I can find something somewhere to give away.
Spencer will give
maybe
prizes,
like a cable tie
or the
something.
Golden ticket.
Yeah, maybe a cable tie. I think it seems fairly appropriate. Did we talk about Snow's stocking fill affair?
We did not.
Wow.
Wow. So this is on the 9th of
There's so much happening
December.
On the 9th in our life that we can't...
We can't fathom it
we
all.
We can't figure out how to be in all the places that we need to be in on the 9th.
Yeah, so I mentioned... Actually, no, we did mention it a little bit earlier because I was saying that I was making Christmas cards to sell at Snow's Stocking Fill Affair. So this is being organised by the No Collective. Jill is running the event and we're going to have a performer from a young actress from Thameside Theatre called Isabel. And she is going to be an amazing singing princess, so you can come and see her. And, yeah... It's your usual digs. Turn up, have some mulled wine, enjoy some locally made craft, buy some stuff for Christmas. There'll be a free kids activity. So Marvin's Great Create is on that weekend. So you can make some snappy crackers. You can make up your own joke to put in your Christmas cracker and take it home. Make your Christmas cracker look like a crocodile. Who wouldn't want that? Yeah, so there's big things going up on the 9th. Yeah, and also we have Dicing with Life will also be upstairs. So if you want a full day of entertainment, you can come along to the fair, which starts at 10. And then you can go on to playing games with Dicing with Life from 12 o'clock.
Ah, excellent. And of course, the one thing that we have really not mentioned, although we have mentioned the grotto, is the grotto is open every day from 10 till 4. You can go and see Santa and get your photograph taken, and it's just £5. But he also does a number of other packages as well that you can have, you know, like photographs in baubles and all sorts of things, mega portraits of you and your family. It's all great grotto fun, and it is the longest running grotto in the whole of the region. So what not is not to make you want to come?
Exactly. Right, let's try and play a little bit more music. I'm going to go with Judy Garland's Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas.
Ah, this is from the film Meet Me at St. Louis, and despite the fact that the song has been sung many, many times, this is the original time it was sung. And the song that we played earlier on, Bill Nighy, was Make Someone Happy from the film Arthur Christmas.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. Next year all our troubles will be out of sight. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay. Next year all
hopefully, we are back. Still experiencing some slight issues with our technology here at Phoenix FM. So, let's talk about what else there is to do over the Christmas period, and that's not Mercury related. And now we're going to cover light shows. So, aside from pantomimes, there's a lot of light shows going on in the region during November and December. So, with thanks to an Instagrammer called Really No Such Thing as Bad Weather, we're sharing some of the top light shows you can go to this winter. First of all, Essex. And here's three that are all enlightened, which offers a series of magical outdoor light trails hosted at multiple venues throughout the UK each winter. Last year, enlightened trails were visited by over 125,000 people, and the feedback received was superb. This season brings new installations and interactive elements across all trails to make enlightened 2023 the biggest and brightest season of winter events to date. The unique trails are magical experience for all your family and perfect opportunity to join together and immerse yourself in enchanted, illuminated world. Here's three locations in Essex. Highlands Park, and that is at Enlightened Highlands on Instagram. That's the 24th of November to the 1st of January. That's CM28FS. The first entry is at 6:30 and then slots every 15 minutes until 9 p.m. Off peak and peak tickets are available. Tickets from £12.50 per adult and from £9 per child. Infants are free. Peak tickets are £18.50 for adults. And if you're driving, don't go towards the house from London Road entrance. Head for the Rittle entrance for parking. It's not organised by Highlands, so go to enlightenedmoments.co.uk/events/Highlands -2023 for more information and booking tickets. And again, apologies, we are experiencing some technical issues here this afternoon, which is why I'm here talking. At Enlightened Colchester on the 1st to the 31st of December, Colchester's Castle Park, that's CO11TJ, made by the same company. But over in Colchester's Castle Park, things you need to know. The first entry is at 5 p.m. and then it slots every 15 minutes until 9 p.m. Colchester's Castle Park entrance, oops, sorry, I've missed my place here, is located by the War Memorial on the High Street only. There is no access to it lighting from any other Castle Park entrance. It would be, if you'd be interested to see any of these shows, there's different ones. They are not all exactly the same. Enlightened Barley Lands, so you can find them at Barley Lands Farm Park. This is the final one in the Enlightened series, and that's from the 1st to the 24th of December. That's CM11-2UD. The first entry is at 4:30 each day and then slots every 15 minutes until 9:30. That's at Barleylands Farm Park, Barleylands Road, Billericay, Essex, CM11T2UD. And double check ticket prices as they may vary between the different sites. There's also these other independent light show, RHS Hyde Hall. And that's RHS Glow. That's the 20th of November to the 30th of December. That's CM38RA. The light show shines the spotlight on the wonderful plant collection of RHS Hyde Hall. You get a time slot between 5 and 9 p.m. Last entry to the garden is at 7:30. Also look out for Friday deals and reduced prices. You can go to rhs.org.uk/gardens/Hyde-Hall. What's on Hyde Hall Glow? Epping Ongar Railway has Lights Express from the 18th of November to the 7th of January, and this is the longest running heritage railway in Essex and has been completely reimagined with stunning neon views and interactive wristbands with DJ music mix. Wow, this sounds great. I'm going. Hosted by X Factor voiceover man, it's an immersive light to sound journey like nothing you and your family have experienced before. Tickets are selling fast, with some trains already sold out. Get yours now at eorailway.co.uk/events/epping-ongar-light-express. That was dash, not dosh. It starts at £20, talking of dosh, per adult. And as I said earlier on, there are not many tickets left. Colchester Zoo is from the 2nd to the 30th of December. The Enchanted Trail of Light is a limited ticket pre-bookable event. Arrival time slots are staggered, allowing you the chance to leisurely experience the wonder of the lights and magical atmosphere with a host of illuminations along a designated route. Dancing fountains and fairies spreading their magic The light trail will leave you feeling enchanted. That's what we all need this Christmas, a bit of enchantment. Colchester Zoo will close today, visitors as usual, before opening at 4:30 p.m. weekdays and 5 p.m. at weekends, leaving the zoo behind as the trail of light comes to life. It's £10, but tickets are selling out fast. Let's see what we've got next. Oh. Are we nearly sorted, Natalie?
We're going to play some music.
Whoa, excellent.
It's not what you expect, though, Spencer. It's something completely different.
That's good. Anything other than me is good.
And that was Dave Cars with December Makes Me Feel This Way.
Jazzy.
Jazz. We were due to have a couple more from the films, but I don't think the computer likes our music very much. So Spencer's been giving you the full list of Winter Lights festivals. Thank you for Spencer jumping in there. I had to take a very important call. But we are just about to finish up on the December light festivals, or the London ones?
So outside of Essex, you've got Kenwood Lights, which is from the 1st of December to the 1st of January. That's NW3. You have the amazing Kew Gardens from the 15th of November to the 7th of January. I imagine, based on past experience, you need to get booking on that pretty sharpish if you want to see them before Christmas.
We've had a couple of experiences, haven't we, where we've tried to book for a certain date and we haven't booked on the day they've been released and they've just all gone.
And we've seen it after Christmas, haven't
we? Yeah, like, it's like if you don't book on the day the tickets are released, you don't see it before December.
It's still nice to see, even if it's, you know, like the gap between Christmas and New Year. Enchanted Eltham at English Heritage is from the 1st of December to the 1st of January, and the Canary Wharf Winter Lights return from the 17th to the 27th of January. And that's always great because it's spread out, it gives you the opportunity to really understand what's going on at Canary Wharf, visit lots of places that you wouldn't have seen before, as well as engaging in some amazing art displays.
You know what, I think out of all of them, I think that's probably the best timed light festival as well, because it's right at the end of January and you're kind of looking for other things to do. You can go without paying any money because you know everyone's broke at the end of January.
So yeah, it's all or nothing, isn't it? You go from everything being all the way through to Christmas Eve and it's just unrelentless cash, unrelentless events, people to go and see, things to do. And then you're into this sudden darkness of January where it's a little bit miserable, a little bit wet, a little bit cold, and you've got nothing to do and everything costs money. And then, of course, you've got the Winter Lights, which is just...
And the Canary Wharf Group, who organise this every year, they spend a lot of money on these light shows, as much as all of the other ones where you're spending 30, 40 quid to get in.
Yeah.
And they are spectacular and it is easy to get to.
Yes.
So there's really no reason not to just jump on the tube and go and have a look. I think my favourite one last year was the one that was kind of just puking out foam for ages. Do you remember that one?
Yes.
I can't remember what the artist's name was, but it was just like, it was very foamy.
Mm.
It was very enjoyable.
I always quite enjoy the one that takes words from the front page of the Financial Times and displays them in water.
Yeah.
That's always quite good.
Yeah.
And
obviously you can get your bite to eat and all of that.
Yeah, I mean, there's so many food options there. It's unbelievable.
But hey, look at the time. I think that's
5:53.
It is. So that's all we have time for this week.
Wow. It was fun and slightly stressful. Just like Christmas itself.
Yeah, this was an immersive experience for me and Spencer. But right now, we're going to hand you over to the King of Groove, the legend himself, Nigel, and the best soul and funk to get you through the rest of the evening. And if you want to suggest anything you'd like to hear on the show about the world of art and culture, literally the world, I'm sure we'll have some more about... Where is it that Claire went this week?
She's gone to Malta, hasn't she?
No, she went to Malta a couple of weeks ago. She went to Madeira, different M. She's on M's this month.
M's. Yeah. It's all the M's. Could be Marrakesh for all we know.
Maybe that's next week.
Okay.
But if you have any information that you want us to talk about in terms of arts and culture, please get in touch at theartsprogram@phoenixfm.com, or you can find us on Facebook and X at Programme Arts. But that's all we have time for now. Thank you so much to Spencer for coming in and helping out this week and giving us all of your film lowdowns. We're going to leave you with a couple more Christmassy December songs. So Counting Crows, Along December, and Brenda Lee, Rocking Around the Christmas Tree. I mean, why not? And that's all. So I've been Natalie.
I've been Spencer.
And this has been The Arts Programme on 98. No, where are
98
we?
98 FM.
It's been a long week. Right, let's play some music.
Ciao, ciao.
there's reason to believe maybe this year will be better than the last. I can't remember the last thing that you said as you were leaving. Oh, the days go by so fast, and it's one more day. Wish you would. Guess I should.
On the hour across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM News.